Welcome to Recovery Rocks, where we talk about all things recovery and music. I'm Tawny.
And I'm Lisa, and we're really glad you're here.
Hey everyone, it's your two favorite sober ladies, Tawny and
Lisa. I love how you assume we're everyone's favorite sober ladies.
We are, everyone. Chrissy Teigen loves us. Lena Dunham loves us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're everyone's favorite. So this week, we are going to chat about music, but in a bit of a different way than we normally do. So Lisa and I were chatting, and we realized that we've kind of gotten out of the habit of listening to music, which was like, I was almost embarrassed to admit that to you, Lisa, when I was telling you this, because it's like such a big part of our connection and obviously like the underscore of our podcast. And, you know, and I had this realization at the, you know, how Spotify does the 2020 rap of like your top songs that artists that you've listened to. That was like the moment I realized, because like my top listens were things I was listening to like in March and April of 2020. Or even before then, like, you know, January, February, what I was listening to on subways while commuting to work or going to, you know, listening to music while walking around the city. And then as soon as that was cut out, I realized that I'm not really listening to music that much. And that was like, I felt like I betrayed myself and I betrayed you.
You could never betray me.
Thank you. That's good to know. But so then when I told you about it and you said that you were also having a similar experience, that was validating and it made me feel better. So we thought that it might be an interesting conversation to share with you guys that are listening about our relationship with music is even evolving right now.
It's true. Like, I have noticed the same thing. And I posted about this a while ago about how I had realized, you know, that my husband, when my husband pointed something out to me, like, and I looked into it and thought about it, I was like, I haven't been just having, like, normally there's like not just the soundtrack in my head that's going all the time, but just really listening to music and listening to things like I haven't been familiar with. Like, I feel like I'm in my mid 50s. I'm not going to know what, like, you know, my 17-year-old niece is listening to right now. But even like in that in-between space, like I've either been listening to like the same thing over and over, which can serve its purpose, but I have found since we talked about that, that by adding in some new things, it kind of sparked a new sort of joy. Like I have a playlist that I listen to, that I've always used as like a work. It began 100 years ago as music I would work out to. And it's funny because now that I'm doing, I actually have Apple Music and I started adding in things to that playlist. Just, I'm like, okay, I never heard this artist, but this sounds good. Let me drop it in. And it's funny how now, since I've started listening to music intentionally on my walks, because otherwise I was listening to political podcasts and spinning out of my brain, that I expected, like, I'm not going to like this stuff I'm not familiar with nearly as much as the stuff I'm, you know, I've been singing along with for a million years. And it's amazing how much I have come to love that music, and it kind of flows right in. To me, a song on my playlist has a specific memory attached to it, a lot of times, and maybe multiple memories attached to it. And these newer songs don't, but in a way, it's almost freeing to listen to them because I don't come at them with, oh yeah, that was that summer that I did all these shitty things when I was 18, you know? And it's just, And it's really been veering for me into like happy music. you know, into like music. Like, I think I sent you the other day, this is when this started, I sent you that video of Harry Styles doing Juice with Lizzo.
Yeah.
Coming on stage. And like, I never listened to that like much before. And now I'm like, that just like put like, you know, a smile on my face, not to mention Harry Styles and Pearls. But
I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. But like, I feel like I'm for the first time open to a whole new avenue in music listening. But I do hold on very tightly to like my music as well, like what I've always listened to, because it does, it feels like a big piece of my heart. And when I get away from it, I may not realize it for a while. And then I realize it and I realize how much I've missed it.
So where are you getting these new songs?
So I've been going on Apple Music, you know, it's like Spotify, and
yeah.
I just pull stuff onto my, like, I'll search for, okay, so say like I like Lizzo, so I'll see what's sort of attached to Lizzo and I'll throw something else in. Or I like, you know, like I told you, something like Chromatica came out, like Lady Gaga's Chromatica. I wasn't going to like down, you know, I wasn't gonna buy it, but I wanted to know if I wanted it in my playlist, so I just started listening to it, and now I listen to the whole thing, you know, over and over, because I really got into it, where I did not expect that. And then I'll see what people who liked Chromatica like, and so it's been like a fun rabbit hole a little bit.
You know, it's so Friday, New Music Friday, used to be like one of my favorite day of the week. As you know, I moved to New York because I wanted to be a music journalist, and my goal is to write for Rolling Stone magazine, and life had different plans. And I still write about music sometimes, but I've learned that to be a music journalist, you have to be up to date on, like, you have to have a heavy pulse on music, on like today's music, tomorrow's music, next week's music. And you have to really care about it, which I just don't. And that was like, that was a really tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
I realized that like, I love my music. I love classic rock. I love, you know, 90s alt rock is my ultimate genre.
Oh, yeah.
And so now, like when I look at New Music Friday, it makes me feel really old. I'm just like, I don't know who this person is. I don't know who this band is.
Yeah.
This person's dressed ridiculous. Like, I'm just like, this is
judgment,
not
judgment.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm like, and so now I'm feeling like, you know, how my mom probably felt like when I was like, oh, you got to listen to this new CD. And she's like, and then she would be like, yeah, that's like, that's a sample of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And now I'm feeling that way when one of my friends who's in their early 20s is telling me about a new artist and their big hit is like a cover or a sample, and I'm like, that's like
I know that.
You know. So I'm like, I'm becoming, I guess, like a very bitter, grumpy 30 something person when it comes to music. And you know, since, you know, I mentioned earlier that I was listening to music on Spotify while commuting or walking through the city. And so since a lot of that has ceased to exist for me in the pandemic, I'm really leaning into my record player. So I'm, you know, building up my record collection and, you know, combing through crates at record stores and things like that. And I'm listening to a lot of Kate Bush.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was never big Kate Bush. Yeah.
I love Kate Bush. And I found this, if you're listening and you don't know who Kate Bush is, I would say like, when I listen to Kate Bush, I hear like, oh, this, like, this was obviously one of Gwen Stefani's big influences.
Yeah.
You know, she was very, very ahead of her time with like this, like, avant-garde pop, like Baroque pop almost, like, just, you got to listen to it.
Yeah.
You either love it or you hate it.
I'll have to revisit it since you give it such a high endorsement.
Well, and it's, you know, I like her because, you know, it reminds me of also, you know, that same running a blank on the producer Steinman, maybe, who also worked with, like, you know, Celine Dion, Meatloaf.
Yeah,
so it's this very theatrical.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Jim Steinman, I think.
Yeah, Jim very Steinman. Yeah.
It's like theatrical pop music, not right. musical theater, but right. like big over the top theatrics that I love. And her voice is just, you know, incredible.
Right, now so... I'm going to immediately like, I probably haven't listened to her in like 20 years. Yeah.
Well, and so like I grew up listening to Kate Bush and I found a record of hers. And so I've been listening to a lot of that. And then I actually just found a Pat Benatar record. And so I've been listening to that. And then she has a cover of Wuthering Heights by Kate, which is Kate Bush's biggest song.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And so I'm just like, all signs keep pointing back to Kate Bush for me.
Sometimes you got to take the sign. It's really funny. Like I, one of the things that I started listening to, like I will, to me, it's very cathartic. And this is one of my big sober tools and big ways of like a different kind of therapy is when I'm walking, like, I really don't care who hears me. Like I am that annoying person who is like screaming lyrics on the walk, but you can't really hear me because I'm just walking past and then I'm gone. I'm not there long enough to annoy you. You know, it's not like I'm on the treadmill at the gym next to you. So I really don't care. And I'm like yesterday I was like air drumming, give me shelter, like just going like while I'm walking. I'm sure people think I'm insane. But I listened to, this is where I find a little bit of a difference. I was listening to, popped up on my thing was Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses. And as I was doing that, as I'm screaming along with it and I'm picturing Axl and I picture the Guns N' Roses show I went to and all that stuff. Then like a little later on, like sort of what people might refer to as a Guns N' Roses or Led Zeppelin kind of ripoff, Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah,
came on, and I kind of like some of that. So it was fun to sort of scream a little bit, but it wasn't the same intensity of that music that I identify with the very specific parts of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not getting rid of it. Like it was, I kind of liked that feeling as well of like a new tune bopping along. I'm not like in my Welcome to the Jungle kind of drill. Like I have a very specific drill, you know, that I go through with certain songs, you know, like Ventilator Blues from Exile on Main Street. The Stones came up, which is my favorite Stones album. That came up yesterday too. And, you know, that takes me right back to like, if I could come back as anybody, I'd come back as like, you know, basically like Anita Pallenberg at Nellcote when they were recording Exile, like the summer 71, 72, whatever, you know, and I get in that mind space. And then I'll listen to, you know, then I'll have something like Lizzo come on and I'm in a totally different place. And I'm finding that fun, like getting out of like having the old that I could never let go of, because I feel like so much, I really do. Like that's where I feel music really just affects me in another way. When I was writing my book, I know I've told you this, when I was writing my book, I had a very similar playlist that helped me write scenes, because when I was remembering and writing, it always helped me to listen. Like there was songs I equate with certain stories, you know, and having those songs really triggered the more specific memories of those scenes that I wanted to write. And it was a big help, but I'm finding it, listening to new music in a way is a new kind of therapeutic exercise. You know, it's a new kind of release and a new kind of joy. And I have to do it because, well, first now I want to do it. I want to keep adding to this now, but also like, it took me a long time to like, you know, wean myself off of the political stuff podcast wise on my walks. I still, you know, I'm always going to be a political junkie and have strong views on this stuff. But on my walks, I can take that for my space for music instead. And I just come back and it's like heaven.
That's such a good point of talking about like podcasts and being a political junkie. I relate to that. And I think a lot of other people will relate to that, you know, since lockdown. You know, we're sitting at home and consuming content.
Yes.
And I feel like, at least for me, it's almost on a, like, it feels like I'm constantly consuming content where I'm like, oh, I'm going to cook dinner, I should listen to an audiobook, or I'm going to run to the grocery store, I should listen to a podcast, and going for a run, I'm, you know, like, I'm, there's all of these opportunities to consume content, and it's exhausting. Like, and I'm realizing I'm not giving myself time to download what I just listened to, like,
yeah,
you know,
process,
like
yeah.
mentally, like it's downloaded to my device,
right,
but
right.
like it's, I need to mentally download what I'm listening to. Like there's times when like I'll blow through an audiobook like in 1 or 2 days
yeah.
because it's just like, it's just, to me, it's just like listening to a podcast where it's just kind of passive and it's interesting. And, but then I'm like, wait, what did I just read? Like,
right.
what did I just listen to?
Yes,
and
yes.
That's, you know, I feel like that is it connected to our sobriety and our recovery, because it's about being present, right? Where
yes,
it's being present and also like knowing, finding balance, which is mm-hmm. something that I don't know that I'll ever, maybe I'll never find balance. Maybe I will. I don't know. But that's yeah. definitely something I'm struggling with now.
Absolutely. I think we always do. I think we always struggle with balance, because to me, like, I know my personality, and I think you're the same, is like, we find something, we tend to like, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like there is, and it can get hard to shift gears. But there is that sort of, I have found that I've had exactly like what you're saying, like content overload. Like mm-hmm. there's just, I'm putting more content in my head than I can possibly process and comprehend and think of thoughtfully, you know? And so,
and
much
like,
of
what am I hiding from? Why can't I just go for a walk without listening to something?
I know. And then when you do it, it's sort of like a lot of, you know, for me, it's like exercise itself. Like the hardest part is getting out the door. The hardest part is like starting it. And then it's, you know, and then it gets better. I'll say now it gets better because I like what I do for exercise, but I never used to. I just always exercise because I felt I had to. And, you know, to be able to use that both as a time to, you know, just space into the music, get lost in the music, and also give your brain a break and maybe give your brain mm-hmm. some time. You know, maybe we're doing that processing of all the content where we're consuming while we're sort of checking out on a walk or whatever. It's another act of self-care.
It is. And like, I like that you mentioned how like there's certain music will have memories, and it's, you know, it's, yes, listening to music is, I guess, consuming some sort of content, but it's not like you're not learning, you're not like taking notes. It's just like, you're
no.
Listening to pod, what is it? Pod Save America. Is that what
yeah,
you listen to?
I do.
Like listening to that is very different than listening to Exile on Main Street. You know,
right,
it's like,
right.
it's like listening to your favorite album is mm-hmm. relaxing, and it brings up memories and it's nostalgic. And then you're listening to a podcast about politics, and then it makes me like,
yeah.
anxious.
Yeah.
And overwhelmed and like, how can I fix this? What's going on?
And also it's not like that self-care rest for your brain that you need. Like if I'm listening to music while I'm out on a walk and I space out on a tangential thought about anything, you know, whatever it is, then I can come right back to the music and just keep going. But if I'm listening to a podcast and my brain wants to sort of space out and go mm-hmm. tangential, when I come back, I'm like, oh shit, I just missed something. I got to rewind. I got to go back,
yes.
you know, like press the, and what I missed. So to be, it's the difference between having to be paying attention while you're, you know, doing something recreational or even just hanging out, making dinner, and being able to just, you know, be present in the moment and let your thoughts, you know, coming. It's meditative in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could see cooking to music being kind of meditative as opposed to cooking while trying to process a book on audio or, you
yeah.
know, a podcast.
No, totally. And I like how you mentioned how these newer songs that you're incorporating into your playlist aren't necessarily tied to certain memories, because that reminds me of remember a couple years ago I wrote a piece about "Doesn't Remind Me" by Audioslave.
Yes,
and how that is my sobriety anthem. Amazing. Because you know every line is I like blank 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 because it doesn't remind me of anything. I like blank blank blank
Chris
because
Cornell.
It doesn't remind me of anything. Yeah. And so to me, that's my sobriety anthem, because in recovery, I have found new hobbies, new activities, new songs, new friends. I mean, just so much newness. And it's cathartic because it doesn't remind me of anything.
Right.
Like going to a Broadway show is something that I've only done sober. So there's
oh
no
my
memories
God.
Of... being, you know, having drinks with friends before going to a show. Whereas
I'm drinking
going to
an intermission at a show. I used to do that all the time.
Exactly. And like, but then, you know, going to a concert, I still go, you know, whenever we can go to concerts again, I still go to concerts. But that was a difficult thing for me in sobriety, because concerts and binge drinking were so interconnected for me.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And I'm
yes.
fine now. I'm totally like, you and I have gone to a show before, and it's like,
yeah.
We actually remember the concert.
Yeah. Seriously.
So that's like, that is.
And enjoying it so much more. That was shocking to me.
Yeah, truly. And then I see these other people that are getting wasted at concerts, and I'm like, then you realize like, oh, well, that's what I used to look like.
Oh God. Like anytime you go to like a holiday event with your family and you see who gets wasted, or you go to a party, or you're standing, you know, in a restaurant, you see somebody really wasted. I remember seeing somebody at the beginning. I was with my friends not that long ago on the last tour, and we were at a Red Hot Chili Pepper show in Houston, and we were down, you know, I had like, it was a big treat. It was good tickets. And we just saw this girl getting carried out from in front, like a few rows in front of us, that were like, you know, these were killer seats. And like, she was being carted off and was going to miss the entire show because she was just wasted. It's like that thing in Wayne's World, right? When they run into the guy in front of the convenience store. You're partied out again.
If you're going to spew into this. I got my Facebook memories that pop up are awful. Like I have to laugh at them because like I cringe at the things I used to post on Facebook. The other day I had a memory of just got kicked out of an REO Speedwagon concert for being wasted and taking off my shirt, and I'm just
reason I'm just number like, 8,000 why I don't drink today.
Yeah I mean like no shame. I had zero shame. I was proud of it, you know, and like I would post never drinking again or just these things that keep popping up. And part of me wants to delete them because it's like I said, I cringe, but I also like I like seeing that growth of like 2009 Tawny versus this
right?
Tawny.
There was no Facebook when I was drinking, so I was spared that particular hole. Oh, the other one I want to tell you that I was listening to, because I don't know your view, is Dua Lipa.
Uh-huh.
And I would recommend.
Okay, what do you like about Dua Lipa? Because I've really tried to get into her and I can't. So
really? I just find I'm not like into it. I pulled a couple songs because it was recommended for me. And there was something about just like the poppy, dancey kind of thing that sounded to me like a lot of that music that I liked, you know, like in clubs in the 90s and stuff.
Well, like it's probably her album Future Nostalgia. That was
that album. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about the alpha female. I liked the talk about the alpha female.
I need to give her another try. So you listen to Kate Bush. I love that I'm recommending Kate Bush for you.
Oh,
and
my
recommending
God. What have we become? Who are we?
This is hilarious.
This is amazing. This is amazing. This is the evolution of our love and our friendship.
Honestly, I mean, I think it's beautiful. I've tried to get into Dua Lipa. I think I don't I don't know what's different about her than like other dance pop artists. So yeah. I think that's why I'm like, okay, like I see why people like it, but it's also, I'm kind of like, been there, done that.
I probably haven't listened to, I really probably haven't listened to many of the other current sort of pop dance artists. Cause I, you know, that this is part of my exploration now. So if you have more of those, you'll send me those. Like if there's someone that you didn't get quite into Dua Lipa, but you like somebody else.
What about St. Vincent?
Oh, I like St. Vincent. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's great. And yeah. That was like the one time I was like, when St. Vincent and Dua Lipa performed together at the Grammys a couple years ago, and it was very sexual and great performance and very hot. And I was very into that.
I need to watch that.
I was like, if St. Vincent is endorsing Dua Lipa, then I can maybe get behind this.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, I find the ones that the cool kids aren't listening to.
Oh, no, the cool kids are listening to Dua Lipa. Remember, I am the girl who scrolls through New Music Friday on Spotify and is like too old.
I'm right there with you. I have no idea. All right. Well, this has been a good touch base on this. We got a lot out of this conversation in terms of homework assignments.
This is good. Yeah. So I guess let us know if maybe have your music listening changed or what are you listening to right now? You know, let us know. And till next time, have a good week.
Have a good week.
Thanks for listening. We hope you like what you heard. If so, please hit subscribe and consider rating and reviewing us so others can find us. Tawny, how can our listeners find you?
You can find me at Tawny M. Lara on all of the social medias. And you can find my blog, sobrietyparty.com. Lisa, how can we find you and your amazing book?
My book is Girl Walks Out of a Bar, and it is available at bookstores everywhere and online. And you can find me at lisasmithadvisory.com. And I'm on social media at Girl Walks Out. Thanks for listening.